We're turning the pages to Ms. Samuel Bays, to Siv Zion. We'll talk about the Sheva Brachas and the Panim Chadashes. We had learned so far first about the Sheva Brachas under the Chuppah, and last week about the Sheva Brachas for the week, and this week we're going to learn about Panim Chadashes. I just want to review the two main chidushim that people get confused about halacha l'maisa. One, that a second marriage, when a second marriage for both, Sheva Brachas is only one day. And not only one day, but it might be even one Suda. And therefore the minig is a second marriage to have it after Shkia. Because if they have the marriage by day and the Suda at night, it falls into the Beishmol Safik if you have Sheva Brachas on that. And therefore it should be after Shkia. That was one not well known Nakuda, and I know many instances where in a second marriage they planned Sheva Brachas meals and for the week or for a few days, and it was an error. Because you can have the meal, but you can't say Sheva Brachas. The second chiddush we had last week is that when you count the 7 days for a regular chasana, where either one, it's a first marriage, same thing, if just one of them, you get 7 days. Anytime you have a 7 days, the 7 days counts from the Sheva Brachas under the chuppah, not from the meal, but from the first Sheva Brachas which is set under the chuppah. So, as is common, particularly this time of the year, Shkia tonight at 7 o'clock, I have a wedding today. The chuppah is called for 6:30. Whether the chuppah will actually take place before 6:30 or not remains to be seen. But if the chuppah is before 6:30, or if they hold like Rabbeinu Tam's man, which is much later, and the chuppah will be even 6:30 or 7, then day one is Sunday, which means that the last day of Sheva Brachas is Shabbos before Shkia or before nightfall. And a lot of people don't realize they make a Sunday night wedding, they plan a Sunday a Sheva Brachas. You count from the Brachas Chasaf, and definitely from the Nisuin. Remember the Sheva Brachas. The first to the end. I think the question is the first to the end, so it sounds like a Dakistic question. I think in days of Makadish, which I didn't learn, he's Mesup if he goes to the beginning of the bracha, the end of the bracha.
You'll see the will get ahead of the watch.
The truth is, you do see, because they're Ksuba, they're worried about things. They're worried. A lot of people, you know, Shem Azam and Arbas Talmidim will not be Mesad the Kedushin during Banish Mashes. They have a Kabbalah from him not to do a Kedushin. I was by a Chasana with Jerry Pasternak, son, one of his sons, I don't remember which one, and beside the Kedushin was of Goldvik, he learned in Eretz Yisrael, and the wedding got late. It was one of these far away weddings, so everyone had to travel, so it got late, and at the chuppah he comes over to me, he says, if walking down takes more than 10 minutes, you'll have to be beside the Kedushin. So I said, I don't know if they could afford me. You know, like he said, if it takes 10 more minutes, it's going to be a Minash Mashis, and I'm not. So he said, what's the terrible thing being inside the Kedushin? So Shlomo Zalman said, not to be inside the Kedushin during Minash Mashis. I don't know if it's because of the Ksuba, because of the Sheva Brachas week, but that's what he told me.
What's called Shabbat?
What's called Minash Mashis? Okay. So it depends on your religious persuasion.
It could be Harifayan.
Yeah, but you don't know which Harifayim, that's a problem. So I want to talk about that, about the Ksuba. I'm going to explain it later, maybe we'll have time today, or if not next week, about the dating of a Ksuba. We're going to get to Sheva, just to digress for a minute. The Shiloh went to date the Ksuba. There is an approach by many Gedali Israel that what's the problem? You're sitting with the chasen, and you don't know tonight the wedding. It's called the chuppah is going for 6:30. Shkia is 7. I have no idea what time they'll actually put on the ring. So there's an approach that what's the difference? Sit by the chasen tish. Tell the chasen. You're not chayiv in ksuba until you get married. But I want you to be mechayiv yourself right now. So there are those who say, be mechavel kinyan, obligate yourself now, we'll date the ksuba now. That's the approach of some Gedali Israel. Ramesha was firmly against it. He maintains you can't obligate yourself in ksuba before you're married. It makes no sense. What are you obligating yourself? In chiyuvei ksuba, what's ksuba? Ksuba is a marriage contract. How could you obligate yourself before you're married? Now, this was one of the earliest published chidushim of Rav Moshe. It's in the Divrei Moshe on Bava Kamma, which is the first thing he ever published, in America at least. And so there were letters to him, do you mean it seriously or is it just a shtickl Torah? Now, you only ask Rav Moshe that. Rav Moshe, it's all one Torah. You know, like, so he responds, of course I mean it seriously. It's so it became something of a controversy. And those who follow Rav Moshe will not do such a thing. It's Mustaver, like he says. The Lomdis have had a chance either later today or when we get to the last Ramah on the page, probably next week, I'll try to explain the Lomdis.
The issue is really only the monetary obligation, not the other chivik. So why can't one accept monetary obligation?
But that's not a ksuba. A ksuba is the package. You can't call it a ksuba by obligating one without the other.
But the time element is only an issue of the monetary, right?
Yeah, so if I obligate myself to a woman, I'm not married to her, I tell you, you know what, if I die, I'll give you 200 zuz. It's very nice. That's not a ksuba. It's not a ksuba, it's a nice thing you're doing. You're very nice of you. I can obligate myself to anybody. I can go to John in the street and then obligate myself money to him.
It's not a ksuba.
Not to dog, ksuba we're talking
about. So that's
the
obligation,
but you still obligate yourself for the future on the ksuba. There's a
tanoim. There's no tanoim. Tanoim is something else. You mean the rules of the ksuba. When you say tanoim, you don't mean the tanoim. You mean the ksuba. Ksuba has many parts to it. All right, look.
I've been to a wedding where they wrote the ksuba after
the kedushin. So many. In Israel, they do it all the time. In Israel, they write the ksuba after the kedushin. And Rav Scheinberg, Zerman Al-Rafi, used to come. He did it in America also. So they did the kedushin, and then there was a whole something going on under the chuppah. People asked, what's going on? You know, someone changing his mind or something, like, you know, what's happening? So he says, no, don't worry, they just signed the ksuba.
You do Ben Shmosses, let's say you write Ben Shmosses, and then you write the later dates.
Yeah. So that's what we do, that's what I do. Oh. I wait, like tonight, I'm not going to date the ksuba, I'm not going to sign. We'll do a Kabbalah's Kenyan. I'm going to wait and see what happens. And by the time you get into the chuppah room, they start walking down, you get a sense of when it'll be. And then I fill in the date, then I have to wait and sign it.
I want to delay the date and the chuppah beforehand.
If you write the date and the chuppah is beforehand, so it's a question. They can go into the yichud room without a ksuba. There's no chiyuv ksuba yet. There's no document of chiyuv ksuba. So yichud without a document, the mechaber says you can go into the yichud room. The Ashkenazim are more meikol. We hold only be as aser, but him calls that. Alright, this is a little bit about the ksuba. I hope to explain it more. All the way at the bottom of the page, it talks about reading the ksuba. I wanted to talk about it then. Sif Zion talks about Parim Chadashis. The first line of Sif Zion has to do with the meaning that we're not knowing at all. Bracha Zusha Mesifim Bebeis Chasanim Yibracha Achroinim Mezayim Brachas. There's the seventh bracha is the bracha Ashabara Sasa Vesimcha Chasa Vekala. Gila Ritza Ditsa Vecheva Shom Avach Mareyas Mehera Yisham Avar Yehuda. It's a bracha about
Avar Yehuda.
What's the last part's bracha Achrita about? It's not Mashiach coming. It's also the Mashiach to come, right? And Yisham. So the bracha Achrita, the Mechaba says, you say even without Panim Chadashis. If you have a meal, there's zero Panim Chadashis, you still say Bracha Achrita. Bracha Zusha Mitzim Beis Chasanim, he Bracha Achroina Mishava, Bracha Shubirchas Hashabara. The Mechaba holds, if there are no Panim Chadashis, you have Minyan, you say Hashabara. The Ramah says, we are Minik. Yeshayimim, the Af Hashabara, Eimavara Kol Zayin, Elokish the Mizamnim Acherim. Only if you have part of chadashes. Avolim oichel shabin. Avolim oichel im b'nei beisai. Eim avarchin v'chein oegin. We never heard that somebody should have a bracha just ashabara, and that's because of the Ramah. That's our meaning. We never break off ashabara from the other five brachas.
Can we go back to this one for this one point?
Yeah, go ahead.
We said before that you can't go to Yichidurum without the ksuba. Well, unfortunately, sometimes the problem on the cook, you see the problem with the ksuba, and you say, wait, what are you going to do later? But then how can you go to Yichidurum?
Right, so sometimes it happens that under the chuppah they read the ksuba and there's a mistake. It can happen to the best person. It happened to me once. It happened to me more than once that there was a mistake in the ksuba. And how do you go to the yichudim? So what I do is I try to write it quickly enough during the Sheva Brachis, and I run after the chasen kala, and before the yichudim I have him give the new ksuba. But the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchus Ksuvis, which is Simas Samach Vav, the first words in Hilchus Ksuvis, Asa L'Siachid Makala Kodim Sheichlev La Ksuva. Ramah, Yesh Makilin U'matirin L'Siachid La Ksuva V'vach Shlo Yivol. So the Mechaber says, you're not allowed to have a Yichud without a Ksuva. Ramah says, Yesh Matirin. So we, of course, try to be Yitzah, the whole thing, and make sure the ksuba is good. The ksuba is messed up, has to be rewritten. So if you can write it quickly enough to get it there for the before the yichudrum, that's the best. Usually there's enough time if you can do it, if you have another ksuba ready. I always have an extra ksuba ready, you know, it's because it happens. Mistakes happen. I had a wedding last week. I asked the kala her father's name. She told me her father's name. It's the kala, her father's name. And then, at the chasana, the kala's brother comes over and says, you know, he really has two names. Yeah? He says, you know, he has two names. I say, he gets called up with Torah names. He said, yeah. So, Baruch Hashem, I had a second ksuba. Otherwise, you know, it was all written. So, it happens.
You can't have mistakes. I mean, you can't, like, insert the second name.
If you insert, you have to have an isher on the bottom, which is perfectly okay. Isher means that the Rad Anachnu Ma'ashrim, that this was done. One of the reasons we don't like, what?
They sign again.
And one of the reasons we don't like to do it is because the Nadi Mekubalim in Eretz Yisrael look exubis. They tell people that's why you don't have Shalom Bayis. Whenever people come to them, they have a spooky look and they say, oh, you have a problem. How did you know? Well, no one else comes to them and they don't have a problem. They make a spooky face, they have a problem. Usually they look at the two of them, they can figure out if it's Shalom Bayis or if it's money, you know, like... So that's why we all like to do it. As was by Rav Palm, somebody had gone to Eretz Yisrael and gone to a Ksuba reader, and the Ksuba reader looked at him and he said, you don't have Shalom Bayis. He said, how do you know? He says, your names don't fit. Your names don't shtim. You're never going to have Shalom Bayis unless you change your name. So he said, how do I change your names? He said, if you want, I can do it for you. So, how much he charged, I don't know. So he changed the name. So, all right, Shalom Yisrael, he got a new name. So this man goes home with the ksuba. Then he thinks to himself, the ksuba has my old name. What did I gain? So he takes a pen, and he adds his new name. It's a ksuba that was years old, already signed. He added his name. There's six places that it says a chassan's name in the ksuba. He added his name. Then later on, he was thinking, you're not really allowed to do this. So he went back to the ksuba and he crossed off all six names. And he came to America, he came to Rav Palm. He said, what do I do now? So Rav Palm called me and one other person, that's how I know the story. He said to do an isher on the bottom. On the bottom, we wrote Anachdu Ma'ashrim, that when he got married, his name was so and so. And this in his day, he added a second name, which is so-and-so, and all the cross-outs are legitimate. And we signed it. So after we signed it, we gave it to him, and he walked out. I told Rav Palm, if this man brings this ksuba back to that mekubal, he's going to have a fit. You know, six cross-outs and a whole thing on the bottom. Rav Palm said, I'm not a chroy for the ksuba readers. That was his name.
Don't you have to be 30 days called by the
midnight? Yes, it had to be. I assume it was 30. I don't remember the detail. I remember the fun of the story, but it has to be 30 days. You have to be 30 days with the new name for the new name to kick in and count.
So what I'm trying to say is that if somebody changes the name, you have to change it too also.
So I looked around. He's a tshuva nimichas Yitzchak. He has a ksuba for someone who changed his name. Like you have a ksuba derechasa, he has a ksuba nusa for someone who changed his name. It's interesting. I have at home a sefer called ksuba kilchasa. A rav has to have it. It has all the nusais of different ksubas for all strange cases, but it doesn't have it. I saw it only nimichas Yitzchak. They reprint the ksuba kilchasa. Maybe the new volume has it. But it was the only time he ever had actually any chaylo change. I wonder if Rogalski did. Rogalski changed his name. I wonder what he did with his ksuba. I should ask his children. I'm curious what he did.
So
I'm saying there's a nusach for a ksuba that you change your name. And the nusach says we're married, that plenty and plenty got married previously, and this is his name, this is this place, his name was such and such. And now it's the same person.
He changes his name?
No, A changes his name, doesn't matter. As long as
A
can
change his name also.
But that doesn't matter because the signature is still.
Two say the same, it's just another star after that, in other words. Same.
No, you rip up the first, and you do. Like Ksuba Derechasa. By Ksuba Derechasa, it happens about once a year that someone comes to me that they can't find a ksuba. And we write a ksuba derechasa. So late at night here, Yosef Age is learning here to midnight, so he's an aide on ksuba derechasa every once in a while. What's ksuba derechasa? Someone lost a ksuba. So there's a nusach. You don't just take a new ksuba and write it. Because the ksuba is not correct. It's not the right date. They got married 20 years ago. So a ksuba derechasa, the nusach is the following. It says, we're married. That the two people came before us and they got married, and this is this day. And it says all the past information. You fill in when they got married, the date, and everything. And it says that now the ksuba is lost. And once the ksuba is lost, we're replacing it with this ksuba, and we're married, and you write this date and the time. It's called the ksuba derechasa. It's a whole nusach. Now, see, if it happens many times that afterwards they find the original ksuba. If they find the original ksuba, they rip up one or the other. They can do whichever one they want. The original ksuba is valid. You're not supposed to have two ksubas. You can combine twice the ksuba. So you rip up one or the other, and that's the way it works. So ksuba d'shtana shumra, it's the same.
So if you add a name to a chayla,
if you ain't chayla, you should change the ksuba. You have to. Yeah.
And if that's not done, what's the downside?
Well, the question is if the ksuba will be kosher even if you don't do a ksuba d'shtana shemaya. The pashas, you won't be able to manai because you have to prove that this is the person's prior name was such and such.
As far as the 30 days being looked up with, this 30 days, yeah. Do you have to be, the person has to be called by the new name?
Maybe every time it's called up to the Torah, it's good enough. By a woman, it's much trickier. Because a woman doesn't get called up to the Torah, so adding a name and making it stick is much more difficult.
Well, if you put a star against somebody and that person changes his name, those stars are no longer valid.
They are, but you would have to prove that on the date of the star, this was his name. The Anuskais, I give people when they ask me. But the Nuskais, the Nuskais, and I do Misha Beirach and Shtana Shemai, and I get a couple different Nuskais. They're all more or less the same. It's a regular Misha Beirach, where you Varef, usually it's a Chayla, Virap is a Chayla, so and so. And then you they add the words, Vikar Shemai, so and so, Mekama Abai, Kar Shemai. It's you need to be Izik 30 days for it to be. Just saying Mishabat doesn't do it. You have to Izik 30 days for it to
tell. Well, if the person doesn't survive, if they add a name, he doesn't survive.
So the minig is that the enemy doesn't survive, they don't use the name. They do not. In other words, that they add a name, if it helps, they stick with the name, and if it doesn't help, they don't. Why the reason for it I don't know, but that's definitely the
new Edom, they're right. Saying what? He came before, he claims this?
Yes, the Edom are saying, the Nusuf is so and so came before me.
And he claimed
and
this.
And he said, oh, he's the Dasa Meskayev. He's the one that's
okay. So
the rule of Shtaris is you can always write a Shtar for Dasa Meskayev. The one who's obligating himself in a Shtar. People find this strange. But you can write a Shtar that says, we saw Ruvein borrow $100 from Shimon. He never saw it. As long as the person coming to you is Reuven, you're allowed to give Reuven a shtar that says he borrowed from Shimon. That's called Kaisu Shtar Laloiva. You're allowed to pre-write a shtar. You can only sign it for that day. If he plans to borrow in a week, he can't sign it for a week from now because it'll be a shtar mocher, which is kosher, but not lechatchila. So, but you can sign a shtar and give it to a person, even though the obligation didn't start yet. And okay, the date has to be correct. That's why Ksuba, we write Ksuba and sign it beforehand, but it has to be the correct date.
I hope with the added name, if they didn't update, didn't create a new Ksuba,
I don't know. We only pass Kinesabia. This far, the pass Kinesabia. If someone loses a shtar ksuba, there's only a sabia until you do a new one. Okay. Now, turning back to Siv Zayin, we're going to get into what our Parim Chadash is. The Stifler had a tremendous gift in writing. Well, one of the beautiful things about the Stifler's Lumdis is his writing. He writes in one of his letters, an incredible letter he has to Rav Kreisworth. Rav Kreisworth, who was very mative to the Stipler financially, I don't know exactly what he did, but the Stipler writes him a letter. What? The sick was the other way, but this Rav Kreisworth was mative to the Stipler.
Because he saved his life.
Because he saved his life, okay. So Rav Kreisworth invited him to the wedding of Rav Kreisworth's son in Belgium. So the Stipler wrote a letter, which surfaced after the Stipler's Patira. It's a beautiful letter. He writes to Rav Kreisworth, really, I'm obligated to go. Because I owe so much Hakaras HaTov that I'm obligated to go to your wedding. But I think it's a Bichlul Hashem if I go. I'll tell you why. People see my Svarim and they think I'm a Talmud Chacham. And they don't realize that everything I publish, I spend hundreds of hours getting into the Sugya and writing it. But then I forget everything. And people are going to talk to me, they're going to see I'm a big Am Haaretz. So he writes. And it's going to be such a Chilul Hashem. So I don't like to go anywhere. And I told you, learn. They can see I'm a Maaretz, and it's a very, very the humility of the Ksuba of the letter is incredible. Especially if anybody, you know, you read it, you think maybe it's true until you talk to someone who spoke to him. You know, like he was.
Think it's had his dibur, but he goes.
Okay, now here he writes very clearly the two shittas in how a ksuba works. He writes it, in like I said, in a very talented way. It's a very short piece. And these are the two shittas in Shulchan Aruch. If I read it to you in Shulchan Aruch, you will not, which we will in a minute, you will not get it as clear as the way the Stipler wrote it. So let's learn together the first two paragraphs of the Stipler. Ksubas davches, Rav Ashi itlo lebei Rav Kahana, Yuma Kama, on the first day of the Sheva Brachas week, Baruch Kulu. They made all Sheva Brachas. That means, the first meal. Mikan ve'eloch, on the rest of the week, Ika Parim Chadashis, Mevaruch Kulu. If they are Parim Chadashis, he made all six Brachas. Eloi, Afushi Simcha B'Almahu. If there's no Parim Chadashis, Afushi Simcha B'Almahu means it's just a celebration. There's no Brachas. So the stipel v'yesh lachkar b'dinze. He says he has a chakira in this din to be ikaparim chadashis mevarchin sheva brachas kol sheva. Im zeu chiyuva al kol hamesubim. Is the sheva brachas a chiyuv on all the people at the meal? Oy, or maybe not. Shezeu mepas chiyuva shel haparim chadashis. Maybe the only one really obligated is the part of Chadashis. And because of him, for him it's his first meal with the Chasen Kala. Umachmas Lasa, the part of Chadashis, Chivu Chazal Bracha Besudazu. And because of him, they made a Chi of Bracha. See, here is Chakira. His Chakira is, when you have a Sheva Bracha's meal with part of Chadashis, who's Chayiv in the Bracha? Is it only the part of Chadashis? Or is it everybody? The whole, everybody assembled has a chi of brachis if they are part of chadashis. Look at that. He says that's totally the second question. Im inyan part of chadashis, who mepaas habracha. Well, what's the lomdis of Panam Chadashis? Is it because of the brachas? It's why Panam Chadashis? Because like every Jew should give brachas to Chas and Kala. And anybody who was already at a Sheva brachas, he already was Yaitza. Even if he didn't say the bracha, he was Yaitza. The Panam Chadashis are like Shama brachas. So according to one way of learning, the Parim Chadashis is a din in the brachas, that the Parim Chadashis never benched the Chas and Kala, so they have a mitzvah to bench Chas and Kala. So according to the first pshat in Parim Chadashis, it's like you say a brachas dik a din, it's a din in the brachas.
So the
Panam Chadashis has to make I'll answer that. Aval Yeshleimer, or you could say, Din your Panam Chadashis, Ulefisha al Yodai di Taisa Simchi Yaseira. No, it's not because the Chayim and Brachas. When you have more people, new people, it adds joy to the celebration. Simchi Yaseira, the Chasim Makalo, Ulum Mesubim. When you have more people there, it adds joy to everybody there. Vavalei Kisimcha Suda Rishayna. And it's like a first Suda for them, a joy. Ulefizeh. If it's part of Chadashis and Simcha, Hadas Naita Shechiyuva the Chalam Mesubim King Yisuda Rishayna, then everybody is Chayim, not just the part of Chadashis.
What's
the
question?
Oh, so what's the Nafkamina?
The question
is
you have to watch.
Okay, we'll see a few Nafkaminas. Okay, but I'll read the next paragraph of the Nafkamina in a second. Again, the Shaila is part of Chadashis a din in the bracha that the new people are Chayim. They were never by a bracha yet, so they're mechayim de bracha. And that's the idea of Parim Chadashis. Or is the idea of Parim Chadashis that when you have new people, it adds joy, it adds simcha. Nafkemina. L'chayra yinira de nechlu guluzeb b'bevisein or yishayinim. Doldas ha-rambam, Parim Chadashis nirkru b'yishadayin l'shames ha-brachas b'shas tersuin. The Rambam, he says, holds like the first mahalach. That's a din in the brachas. Mashal l'fizeh, yisai din panam chadashis, hu mishum lasa, the panam chadashu adayin l'shama abrachis. V'ram yalei chiyuva d'berchus chasanim. Now when we learn the Shulchan Aruch, this can be the first sheet that says, it's because of the brachis, hu machmasa chiyuva chazal avar shem abrachis m'si b'zu. That's the Rambam sheet, first sheet in the Mechaber. L'das ha-rosh zal, which is going to be a yeshayimim, v'perakabit d'ksuv v'svator, Panam Chadashis Nikra Zeh Shadayin Lo Ochal B'Sudas Chasen Abi Shekvar Shoma HaBrachis B'Shas Nisumin. Even if he already heard the brachis, he was at the chuppah. The shita of the Rosh, even if you went to the chuppah, you went to the chuppah, you didn't stay for the meal, the Rosh holds you could still be Panam Chadashis at the wedding, at the Sheva Brachis. V'Zeh Masha Yosek Tzad HaShem Yishikasamnu Shemachas Panam Chadashis HaMishtate B'Suda. So here's an afkamin al halacha. You have a man who was at the chuppah, and he was not at the meal. So according to the Rambam, that it's a din in brachis. Too late. He was already at a sheva brachis under the chuppah. He can't be part of chadashis. That's the way the meaning of the svaradim is to go with the Rambam. He can't be part of chadashis. But according to the Rosh, has nothing to do with the bracha. Has no being at a simcha, at a suda. L'chev v'vachin sheva brachas. L'chev v'ashel fizeh shukri yuvah kol ha-mesubi k'nis suda v'shayinu k'nis kalayel. So he says this nafkamina. Nafkamina is if Panam Chadashis who are at the chuppah but were not at the wedding proper. And this happens that people sometimes I get a call from a sheva brach say, we don't have Panam Chadashis, what do we do? And I ask them if some of the people there were only at the chuppah and not at the wedding. And for Ashkenazim, we paskin like the Rosh. We paskin that you could be part of Chadashis even if you were at the chuppah.
What does the Suda mean? I mean, Suda mean by benching or the whole one meal?
So that's a good question. We're going to see that here when we talk about it. First, we'll talk about if the Ezer Mekadesh on the side talks about if the part of Chadashis left before benching. Okay, so we'll get to that shortly. But this is, so again, the stat was so clear. We'll learn the Mechaber now, the two Shitas. Very, very clear. One is that it's a brachis. The Rambam sheet is in the brachis, that every year is supposed to be part of brachis. And you're supposed to be part of brachis, once you're part of it, you're not part of chadashis. And the sheet of Sarash is that is that it's a din of simcha. If you're vice of simcha, then you could be part of chadashis. That's the Rosh Hashita. Has nothing to do with the brachas.
You've got a dancing in
you. So we'll have to discuss that, if dancing without Suda counts. It sounds like after you hit the Suda. If you look quickly at the last paragraph, he ends with it, Sarachian. Yesh la'ayin. Yibba parim chadashis katan. Why the parim chadashis is less than bar mitzvah age? But, machmasei barbim b'simcha. Is somebody who adds simcha to the, let's say they had their first grandchild. And they bring the baby to the Sheva Brachas. Everyone is very happy. Could this baby, who doesn't even know to make a bracha yet, could he be part of Chadashis? Could a Kod be part of Chadashis? He says, "B'simcha nida part of Chadashis chay Sheva Brachas." Nira, b'fum tzad arishin, according to the first tzad, she yi part of Chadashis b'shem sholei shama habrachas. It's because he didn't make a bracha, Yeshlaima, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but Khan. Khan is not a kid, doesn't make bracha, does not make even brachas. Hakan ain't a bracha yuva, b'mitzvahs. Amali, in your part of Chadashis, if you share the Zed, this rabbi, Simcha, Esau, and Asumim, the Achasa, the Akala, Yeshlaima, there's a Shaykh, the Abi part of Chadashis, Khan. If it's Hecha Shemach Mase, this rabbi, the Simcha, the Dean, and Saratim. So lechayra, the same suffix should be a woman who's a parim chadashis. She's marba simcha, but she's not mechuyeves in the brachas of sheva brachas. So she puts only if you count as minyan you mechuy. So the stipler says sarachin. The stipler missed the pischei tshuva. We're going to see in a minute when pischei tshuva talks about this, whether he says isha or a cotton could count as parim chadashis. Okay, so this is the stipler. It's very beautiful. The middle paragraph is also a beautiful explanation of the Tut Stad.
How have you higher entertainment? You know, a singer or a guy plays music.
If you're higher entertainment.
Yeah, and he's
a singer.
He's
Marbis Simcha. He's Marbis Simcha. Well, he's Marbis Simcha. He's Marbis Simcha. He's Marbis Simcha. He's Marbis Simcha. Even if he doesn't sing. Right? The question is, the entertainer is not Jewish. Is that the question? I said, now let's see the two shittas in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we're still in Siv Zayin, but where the Mechaber starts a second time. It's the fifth line on the page. Okay, Siv Zayin. V'medivar mu'im k'sha yo'echlem heim sha'amdu b'birchas nesu'in v'shamu ha'brachas. This is the Rambam Shita. You're not part of Chadashis if you were at birchas nesu'in and you heard the brachas. Av, v'mayu ha'echlem acherim v'lo shamu birchas nesu'in B'shas Nesu'in. If the people there, the Rambam Shita is they never heard the brachas. B'varcha B'shvilam. Because of them, we make a bracha. Achim Berch Samaz and Sheva Brachas. K'der Shemavarcha B'shas Nesu'in. The same seven brachas you make under the chuppah. On the condition, who? The condition, She'iyah Yud. V'chasim in Aminyan. They have to be 10. That's the Rambam Shita. So Rambam Shita is that part of Chadash, the people didn't hear the bracha. So really, it should come out from the Rambam, like you said a minute ago, that the Parim Chadashis should get the kibbutz of making the bracha. Because they're the ones who are really chayv. The Rambam's lashon was, mevarchin bishvilon. We make on their behalf, we make the bracha. So I'm not sure exactly why we don't just give it to the Parim Chadashis, according to the Rambam.
What about Shomer Ka'ona?
So I guess Shomer Ka'ona. But then the Parim Chadashis have to be there. If they walked out, it wouldn't work. Right? That's the Rambam. Now the Rosh, V'yei Shayrim, Afilu Haya B'Shas Chuppa, the Rambam Shita, the Rosh Shita, the Feirish, even if they were there B'Shas Chuppa, and B'Shamu Abrachis, and even they heard the Brachis under the Chuppa, Im Loi Achlu Sham Ad Ata, if they were not part of a meal until now, Mikri Parim Chadashis, B'Marachim B'Shvila, Sheva Brachis, Achim Berchas Amazin. Now the Mechaber says Chay Poshet Aminik, so it could be even by Svardim that even though they always go to Rambam Shita, that they would go this way. In Beishmul Ches, it says Chay Poshet Aminik, Mashal Poisik Kedeya Kamaisa Henu Dasa Rambam. There are some who pass like the Rambam. Ramah says Yeshayim Im Hayishar B'Chad B'Chadashis Api Shein Oichlin Sham Mevarach B'Shvilam Lai Loviyim. Okay, now this Ramah saying two chidushim. I said, Mechaber brought the Rambam in the Rosh, and the Ramah here, it's two chidushim. He says the opanim chadashis, even though they didn't eat as part of the meal, so as it mean they participated in the meal, and they're still good. So there they count. Now, why do they count if they didn't eat there?
What does it mean eating?
They have so first, let's say they ate nothing, and then we'll have to talk if they ate. Let's just see Chakas v'chaykak yer aleph. He says, "Afal pisha ain oichlim sham, rak she'aymit sham v'shas habracha makamakim nira shetzara shiyu b'nei achupa smechen al biyasai." The bali simcha who are involved with the wedding, they have to be happy he came. Af shaloi hirvu b'shvilam makamakim roi laharbis b'shvilam k'may shech tevach hazeh. Okay, he's going to talk in a minute. What happens? If you have a meal, and you're eating a meal, and the Chasam Kala, they pop in to Mr. Bobby and Zaidi, and they pop in a surprise, and they're in the middle of eating a meal. Okay, there have to be 10 people. There are no 10 people. It's nothing. But there's a minion around the table. And they come in. So they say, okay, sit down, eat something, and we'll make Sheva Brachas. So the question is, if you are not marbe b'shvilam, if you are not marbe for them, whether if you make pano, whether you, assuming they're pano chadashis, whether you make the bracha, the chalkas b'chaykak here is saying that you only need sharoi laharbis b'shvilam. Mm-hmm. People are close; they would be marbe b'shvilam. That's good enough. And you don't need mamish marbe b'shvilam. If you look at sifches, the first line. Yeshaimrim, Einam Nikrab Param Chadash, El Kenehim B'nei Adam, Shemar Bin Bishvilan. Unless the B'nei Adam, that you add Simcha because of them. And again, the Chag Smachin Gimel says, I mean, Shaderech Laharbis Bishvilan. Sometimes you just have enough food, you're not going to eat anything.
But presumably
not, according to that, unless you marbe simcha, I don't know if you marbe food. But paruch has have to be. So the idea of calling in the mailman or the waiter to sit down would at least would not be good for paruch chadashis, according to the shita. Now think about it for a minute. Would they call over the waiter to sit down and be paruch chadashis? According to the Rosh, it's no good. You're not married by Bishvilan. According to the Rambam, it would seem that it would be good. Right? The Rambam said they have to be chayiv and brachas. They don't have to be at simcha. So when it says in Sivches Yeshayimim, Shein Yoparam Gas, Elim Kein Hein B'nei Anshim Arim Bishvilan, it would seem that that goes only with the Rosh Hashita. Okay? Let's continue Sivches. We have to get back to the Ramah. Let's continue Sivches. So there are two yeshayimim here. The first one was Hein B'nei Adam Shemar B'Bishvilan. Chalkas V'Chaykak said Sheroi Laharbis B'Shvilan. Now, it's interesting. There's Mar B'Bishvilan and Chasav Kala appearance. The language was the Mesubim and the Chasav Kala. That was the language that it said. But I don't know. I think Marbe B'Shvilan just means you would put an extra setting for them. It doesn't mean that you get all excited they came, but they're chashiv enough that you would add for them. So what?
Which one's for you?
Which?
The parents or the Chasam Kala?
So I'm not sure. V'yesh Shaimrim.
The first Ramah. If it goes on, it's the bracha. Are you showing Rami Yudis for you? Raise some Mashiach. So why are you saying that? Why should it be? It's
tefillah. Tefillah
to
Yimei Samashiach.
What is the
chesaron? Well, we sang it in the kad. You can just make brachas all the time.
But you're saying this.
It's part of the seder of a chay. The brachas m'smeach chasim imakala.
Yeah.
M'smeach chasim vikala. Well, that's the nusach. It's a nusach that the simchas chasim akala should be complete with Yimei Samashiach. That's really what it is. It's a connection. Definitely. Now the second Yeshayimrim in Sifches makes us think. Everything makes us think. But as you think about the Rambam and the Rosh, look at the second Yeshayimrim. Yeshayimrim, the Shabbos, the Yom Tov, Rishon Sheni, have a Kaparim Chadashos, besud the Slayl of the Shachris. Now, explain this to me. Shabbos is Parim Chadashos. People say the Shabbos Queen also counts as Parim Chadashos. Like the Rosh, makes a lot of sense. Shabbos, Yemar B'Simcha, that's a Shabbos.
According
to the Rambam, why does it mean Shabbos is Purim Chadashis? Very difficult to understand what it means that Shabbos is Purim Chadashis. Now, if you look at the stipple, the paragraph I skipped, that's where he makes this point. The Yesh Lehevi, right, the last paragraph of the second column, he Taka asked this question that how Shabbos could count Yesh Lehevi Rai Shadas Kaba Paiskim Tzad HaSheini Mas Chidish Simcha L'chas V'kalav HaNesubim Ton Sheva Brachis V'loi Machmas Parav Chadoshis L'Shava Brachis Shai Kosu HaPaiskim Zal the Shabbos Nechshu Gapir Parav Chadoshis U'mavarchim B'Shabbos Sheva Brachis Disa B'Medrish Shavar Kadosh Baruch Hal Shabbos Parav Chadoshis Ba'ol Lekad Ayin Barash Perakabat Iksum Simin Yud Gimel V'atru Shabbos Gavruhu You hear the Lashem Otu Shabbos Gavru, is Chayv Rosh Hashanah? Is Shabbos a person that it's Chayv Rosh Hashanah? V'akol Ketzad Hasheni, Shabbos Lefi Shem HaFosah, and it's Rabbi Simcha, L'chol HaMesumim. So he says that this, the fact that we eat Shabbos is a raya that we go, this could be why the Mechaber writes, the Yesh Aymrim, that the Paruch Hadashis is, because it wouldn't stem with the Rambam. Just as Taisus Harash, but this would seem to be a raya that it's because you're mar b'sichva b'shvilan. Again, the stipulous lush, and you ask this the chasam v'kalo or the people, this keeps on saying shemach v'schidish asimcha l'chasam v'kalo v'hamesubim. It had simcha l'chasam v'kalo and the people there. So. Shari says the chayiv in the separate mitzvahs, so it doesn't really help.
Maybe Shabbos said the first Sheva Brachos, the one of Hadoshis is the Suda at the Chasma.
Right? At the time that they used to make weddings on Friday, you mean? Well, I'm not sure what you mean.
You said the wedding meal itself is considered one of Hadoshis, but
the first Suda, the Suda itself is like a part of
Hadoshis. Shabbos may be the same.
The same as the first, which probably guess both need explanation. We find the first Suda doesn't need Parim Chadashis, even though he made brachas under the chuppah.
Isn't there a dinner
to get like
Demai when it comes to Shabbos?
Maybe there's
a special halacha about Shabbos when it comes to Demai.
Yeah, it's connected here. It says, even Amoretz on Shabbos, he asked him if he separates Shulma, you don't trust him. On Shabbos, he doesn't, Mishnah, I think, that on Shabbos, he doesn't lie. So, but that's nothing to do with Parim Chadashis. Unless you figure out a long distance to connect it, that'd be nice. But anyway, so this is Shabbos. Now it ends, Avoloi Suda Shlishis. The Chei Pasher Aminig. Shabbos wears out its welcome, is that the Pshat? By the time he gets Suda Shlishis, Avoloi Suda Shlishis, Chei Pasher Aminig. Rama says, "Ashanaga medina seilu levar sheva brachos b'suda gimel." Says our meaning is we do the sheva brachos without part of chadashis by the third meal. Efshe mishum deregilin love by part of chadashis. It could be because the nature is that part of chadashis come. He says efshe. The yeshayimrim listen to the second reason sheva brachos shalshud is a big simcha. Yeshayimrim metam deregilin lidrash vadrasha have a kapar of chadashis. They make a drasha, the drasha counts as part of Chadashis. What? I don't know, I think people are rushed the rest of the week, so. Darcha Shulchan says, Pshad in the Machlaikis and Suda Shlishis. So I think it's like the rush, Yimar B'Simcha. He says, the Darach is, especially in the winter, that Shalshud is people not so hungry. So they eat a very simple meal for Suda Shlishis. So the whole idea that Shabbos is part of Chadashis is because Marbin Bishvilai. So the first two meals of Shabbos we eat. The third Suda is a simple Suda. It says, if you make it a more elaborate Suda in honor of the Chasam Mekala, then you don't need part of Chadashis. That's also called Marbin Bishvilai. Okay, so this is a rundown of part of Chadashis, of Zayin and Sifches. I still skipped the middle Ramah, because not a gal alocha, but I want to show you the Eza Mikaydish on the bottom, because I referred to it before. Now the Eza Mikaydish is a pirish on the side of the page. It's we didn't have it in most of
Chassid's daughter? Anybody or the Chassid?
It could be anybody. The Makairis, it mentions the Chassid. Huh? I mean, the Makairis, it mentions the Chassid. The Ramah that seems to say it doesn't matter. We have a Kavra. What? We pass it to Rosh, Dr. Rabbi. No, the Mechaber said, V'chei Poshet Aminig, like the Rosh. The Mechaber himself, in Siv Zayin, the last words say, V'chei Poshet Aminig, like the Rosh. Who decides? Every community has a minig. He's a Seder Psak Halacha. See, look in the Eitz Mekaydis Tifches Bahagah. Now, I want to tell you, this is from the Eishel Avram, the Buchacharov. Buchacharov was a tremendous Talmid Chacham, in addition to being a Hasidish Rebbe. I don't think he had a big following as a Rebbe, but he had a big following as a Talmid Chacham and a Paisik. His notes, in the back of Aruch Chaim, his notes were published. Fascinating. His notes, you could see, you'll see in this one, it's his personal notes. He writes, I did this, and then I had second thoughts, maybe I made a mistake. And it goes over years. He keeps on adding new ideas. You'll see it here. I'm not going to be able to read the whole thing. It keeps on going for a very long time. But you'll see what he writes. Okay. So let's see. There's a Mikaydish. Sifkes by God. Birachti Sheva Brachis. Abadei, Mashahaya Chasim Kala Bebesi Besuda Shlishis. I made Sheva Brachis for Chasim Kala at the third meal. Vegam Shaloi Hoysa Kala Sham Betchilas Hasuda. It happens here when they try to make Sheva Brachis Chasim Kala. Usually we wash, the women are not here yet. They float in at some point. They were not there at the beginning of the meal. Ubesai Shasuda Gimel. Bishah Balayla, it was already Kishah Balayla, hour into the night, they showed up. So, Bishlu Bebesi, Michael Bishah Chasim Kala. It's already Matzah Shabbos, they added an extra food. Bishah Chasim Kala, Bishah Chasim Kala, Michael Impas, and we kept on eating. Nira de Lukuliyama, Yesh Tavarath, the Kaigad Neshebe Brachas. He says you could do it in such a case. So, the question before was if the Chasim Kala not here for the whole meal. He, in his case, was Sheva Brachis. The Kala walks in late. Everybody was still in the middle of Shalosh Shodis. And somebody who made Avdolah, obviously, cooked and added meal, food to the meal. So since they added food to the meal, so he says, so he could count through the Shlishas. Now, he keeps on going. He writes afterwards, I forgot to ask the Kala if she made Avdolah. I'll come back to it next week. The fourth line, the second column. Lo chakarti im shama kivar havdala oy shuhula ben tsuda. Lo yaladi bilakar b'mzeh. She walks in an hour late for the shal shodis, and do you want to count her? So obviously he's going to talk about whether she has to what. So it's the strangest part of it. For everyone else, it's Shabbos. For her, she made Abdullah already, and it's going to count as part of Chagashis. This is his style. So I guess we'll come back. We'll come back with. Oh no, we're still early. I'm sorry. It'll be an angle. Well, let's look at what he says. It'll be an angle to the clock. We have a few more minutes. Let's look what he says there. Again, the second column, five lines down, four lines down, on the second page, the first column. He keeps on going on this Shaila. So loichakarti shama kivar Abdullah ishula beemtzasuda loyola adav alibi klalach b'zeh gam istava shama Abdullah ki gam adoshim yoydes lizar b'zeh. She walks in an hour late. She's going to eat. How could she eat? Even the ladies know you have to make Abdullah. Now listen to what he says a chiddush. You have here a kala walks in an hour late, and now we have to shkia to her own sheva brachas. You wanted to eat. So he said, probably she made Avdolah. Why didn't she didn't make Avdolah? Listen to this chiddush. Nira. He says, Nira, al yedei amiras hanoshim hamavdil b'li shemu malchus. By ladies, if they say, baruch hamavdil b'kodesh l'chayel, k'mo shenoges loy b'tekev tchilas alay l'lasis malachus, al yedei ze gam kein ein isa lahem l'chayel, gam im l'shol l'adayin Avdolah alakais. It's chiddush. Says for ladies, it's not matter for men. They could say Baruch Abba Yekai Sochael, and then they could eat. Shari Yeshay Mishadashim Pturis the Gabri Bavdala. He's Mistarif. Some Sheetas are the ladies are part of Abdala. They derise the Yaiti Dechai Vasa Babi Yubla Shebu Balchus. Kvashik Safti Baka Bacher. Ugabi Achila have a Safit Rabbana. Ubefrat. Now here, I wanted to give you a Hagdama. We know that we don't eat before Havdalah. We all know that once you have a Maariv, we don't eat before Havdalah. Why don't we eat before Havdalah? What's the explanation? It's very hard to understand why you don't. The Gemara says, Amemer Bas Tovas, Amemer fasted, even Havdalah, Bas Tovas, Bas means Oshavas. Overnight, he fasted till he got Havdalah. So Gemara says, you're not allowed to eat. Why aren't you allowed to eat before Havdalah? It doesn't say clearly in the Gemara. What's the sakana? Why is the sakana to eat? What does that do with Abdullah? So the Brisker Rav writes, it's funny that why don't eat? I have to go to the Brisker Rav to the 1900s. The Brisker Rav writes that it's like any mitzvah, you're not supposed to have a suda before you do a mitzvah. You're not supposed to eat in the morning till you hear shayfa. You're not supposed to eat in the morning till you hear lulav. Unless you need it for chizuk. But the Brisker Rav writes, it's like everything, that it's only else you might get distracted and not make Havdalah. That's the Brisker Rav Shita. The Butchacha holds the same way. Look at what he says in the fifth line. The sixth line. Aydeze gabkein ein yisol ha'lechel, gabi v'loshol v'dayin Havdalah ha'lechais. First of all, Yeshua b'shadosh v'tuos l'gabi v'Havdalah. And second of all, yidei derayis yis chavasan b'amir v'li shemu malhus. Listen what he says. Achar shohunik, she'ena mavdilais. We have a women, meaning women don't say Havdalah. Rak shoymais habracha mei anoshim, uki b'shulchan aruch. The meaning brought in the halach is that women are yaitzah with men. Koreshati makam acham b'zeh. Lo shayat ben kol kachasha shitcham l'shmai al yedei achila. It's not so shayat that they'll forget to do Havdalah. She'ha anoshim b'varchin es habracha. And then she won't forget. So he says, my meaning is to wake up the ladies so that they should come to Havdalah. What does it mean? Other people don't have the meaning to wake up the ladies. So you say you're a chiddush. He's saying is that women, the whole reason you don't eat before Havdalah is because you might forget. Women don't make Havdalah anyway. So they wait for the husband. Since they're waiting for the husband to come, well, they're not going to forget. So therefore, if women say, Baruch Abba Avdu Mekadosh Shachar, they'll let you eat before Havdalah. This is a Chiddush in Hilchos Havdalah. The ladies be happy to hear this, I think. Yeah, what? So I don't know. We never heard
that. Why not the Baruch Abba Avdu at all then?
Why do you have to say? He's mitzarif the two things together. Baruch Hamavi yaitu the deraisa, and so no shikha the deraisa, you did deraisa. For a mitzvah derabana, the malakais, he's relying on this
before
one.
Before a mitzvah, to him it's mutter, but Abdullah, to him it's not mutter.
Yes, I don't know the answer to that.
So somebody has a shomer, you should be able to eat before Abdullah.
Someone has a shomer, okay. Also, it shouldn't be Ameba Bastar. I had a kasha when I went to Biskarah. Ameba, they didn't have Havdalah, so he fasted overnight. It's very hard to understand. If you can't do the mitzvah, that you're not allowed to eat because you might forget to do the mitzvah. It's difficult. There's another hezber in why we don't eat before Havdalah. There are two parts to Shabbos, Zachar and Shamar. Shamar is the Lais Aseis, and Zachar is the Aseis. The Gemara says, they made Havdalah only ala kais. They didn't say atachar antanu. That's what Gemara says in Brachas. Then he'anu, they became poor. They couldn't afford a kais. Kavum, they made it in Shmeina Esrei, and there was no Havdalah ala kais. Only Havdalah in Shmeina Esrei. Chazur veshiru, they became rich again. They switched it back to the kais. So they went back and forth. They said do both. Mm-hmm. Now what does it mean? Havdalah could be before the first time you're over on Shamar. Shamar is an Isser. What's the first Isser we do? We say Shmaynesra Chadeinu Miyitcha. We do Vakasha. So when do we say Havdalah? Yushami's Lashon is, you say Havdalah after Ata Chayni Lodom Das Mlami Gal Meishpina. That's not a Vakasha. Chadeinu Miyitcha is the first weekday words that you say. Chadeinu Miyitcha is a Vakasha. You stick it Ata Chayni Tonu before the first violation of the Shomer of Shabbos. Alakais is before the first Hanah Shel Chayil. It's also first. Before the first Hanah Shel Chayil, you make Abdallah. The reason we don't eat before Abdallah, the Tzur of Abdallah Alakais is the first eating of the weekday. You daven Maariv. It's a weekday. Before the first eating of a weekday, you should say you should be Mavdol. Explains, there's a not well known din that if you forgot Atachet Antonu, you say Shemoneh Esrei over?
No.
Forgot Atachet Antonu?
No.
If you forgot Atachet Antonu and you made a mistake and ate before Havdalah, the halacha is you have to daven again. I once said, yesterday is a riddle, no one ever gets it. I said, how could you eat one kezayis and it's mechayiv you in 20 brachas? Eat one kezayis, mechayiv you in 20 brachas, how is it possible? The answer is, you forgot at Techet HaTanu. And then you ate a kezayis before Avdallah. You have to daven Shemoneh Esrei again. That's how many brachas? 19 brachas. Plus you have to say Baruch Nefash, you ate a kezayis, 20 brachas. So 20 brachas. It's a great riddle. No one's going to get it. Unless they heard it from me, I don't know. Well, if you hear the real anywhere, you know where it started. But
if you may have motzi, how will you bench? Are you benching like it's Shabbos, or are you benching like it's Chol?
If you dava marav already, even if you ate shal shudis, you dava marav before benching, you also ski, you don't say it's say like this. Only if you bench before marav. What?
So it shouldn't be marav.
You don't have a battle. It's mechayiv. This is the halacha. Whatever kashi you have. Okay, Mitzvah Shem. So these are rules of Paro Chadashis. We'll come back to the Suba next week.